Right, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Righto, house prices, talk to me, are we on the move? Is there a green shoot? Is there a flicker?
No. It's somehow appropriate that we're talking house prices this morning, Mike, because it's almost the end of the year. It's sort of been a key topic all year, hasn't it, as the residential property market just hasn't moved. There's definitely more optimism around 2026. So what better way to close out the week, Mike, than a little stroll down house price lane? And while commentators and economists like may be pronouncing the arrival of the mercurial green shoots, there actually isn't any evidence of flickers in the house prices just yet. Yesterday we had the release of one of the key metrics. This is the Cotality New Zealand Home Value Index for November, and we had a flat outcome. In other words, the index did not move. That's after a very modest 0.1% lift in October. The median house home value index is 17.4% below the early 2022 peak. And I just think, Mike, this is one of the things, I don't think we're talking about this enough. I think the psychological impact of the fall in the residential property market, this is a 1.6 trillion dollar asset class. I think the psychological impact of this fall is one of the things that's actually holding us back, but we don't have enough time to go into that this morning. It's only recovered 1.1% from the trough in June 2023. I look across the main centres, Auckland down 2.2% year on year, Tauranga up 1.2%, and of course, Christchurch up 2.6% year on year. So, Mike, I trawled through the numbers and I tried to find something uplifting. And of the main centres, here you go, 4 out of 6 have improved in the last 3 months. So there is short-term positive momentum. That's pretty good. Regional areas have fared better, or somewhat better. Invercargill's up 3.9% in the last 12 months. So to try and finish on a high, Mike, there are actually 4 areas in New Zealand that are at a new peak. So they're higher than they have ever been before. I'm going to list them for you now. Gore, Ashburton, Kaikoura and Invercargill. So that's the place to be in terms of house price rises. They are at an all-time high. Price rises from here are likely to be controlled, not crazy, I think was the text.
Indeed. And what about the supply side of that equation and what we're building?
Yeah, so on the same theme, I guess, Stats New Zealand have released Q3 building work put in place. So we can see a sort of a nascent trend starting in the building consents. So lifting confidence seems to be reflected in lifting multi-unit projects. What about the other end of the construction process, actual building? Well, it does look a little healthier if you presume that the rate of decline has slowed on a year-on-year basis. So, yeah, there is a flickering green shoot here. Q3 building activity rebounded. Total construction lifted 1.5%. The previous quarter it fell 2.4, so it's rebounded from there. That 1.5% lift was higher than expectations. To dig into the detail, residential building work plus 2.8%, so that's pretty good. The previous quarter that had fallen 3.3. Non-residential work though fell 1.3%. So there is a bit of a divergence here. Non-residential not doing as well as residential. So the result was a bit stronger than expected. It's yet another data point that suggests stabilization. So nothing's taking off, but stabilization is good. So this is tending to support some of these Q3 GDP estimates. We're starting to see a few forecasts coming out of the woodwork now. I think it was the one yesterday, 0.4% for Q3. I've seen some others which are closer, you know, a bit higher than that, yeah, closer to 1% for the quarter. But before we start a big cheer, building work put in place still below where it was last year and probably 20% below mid-2022 peaks. That's a lot of value. I think, again, Mike, we just have to be realistic about the degree of rebound that we will see here. To need more houses, you need more population, and population growth is quite modest at the moment, but it's another one of these indicators, I'd say, Mike, it will get better in 2026, which is a pretty common refrain at the moment, isn't it?
I think so. What are the numbers?
At the moment, the Dow Jones is down 71 points, 0.15%, 47,811. The S&P 500 is up 5 points, 6854 the mark there. That's a 0.08% gain. The Nasdaq is up 37 points, 23,490. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 19 points, 9710. The Nikkei 51028 up to 2.33%, storming day yesterday, over 1,000 point gain. Shanghai Composite down 2 points, 3875. The ASX 200, 8618, up 23 points. And the NZX 50, down small yesterday, down about 0.5%. Kiwi dollar, 0.5774 against the US, 0.8725 against the Aussie, 0.4952 euro, 0.4324 pounds, 89.43 Japanese yen, gold, 4216, and Brent crude, $63.41.
Fantastic, mate. You have a lovely holiday, lovely break, and we'll catch up in 26. As always, I appreciate all your expertise and brilliance that you bring to the show every morning.
It's been a rare pleasure as ever, Mike, and best of wishes to you for Christmas and New Year as well.
Go well. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.